This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
If you looked inside your wallet right now, you've probably got, what, a couple of dollar bills, maybe a few fives or a 20. But when was the last time you had a $2 bill? Mine was tucked inside a card from my grandmother. Other than that, I don't really use them. But there is a particular group of people who stash $2 bills away, accumulate them, or have a special fascination with the currency. John Bernardo is now one of them, and he made the aptly named movie, The $2 Bill Documentary, which he's been showing in film festivals. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Why make a documentary about the $2 bill?
You know, I get asked that question so many times, and my answer is usually that, like many people, I have $2 bills that I received as a child or growing up, and I always save them like so many people do. And I have 11 of them in a desk drawer. And I pull them out every once in a while and look at them and wonder about them and want to do something with them. I certainly don't want to spend them because then I won't have them anymore. And I am a production person. I've made a few documentary shorts, and it just seemed to add up one day that, you know, I want to know more about these and I'm looking for a project. Why don't I make a documentary about the $2 bill? And so it started from there, and I discovered so many wonderful things about it that it really warranted a 90-minute movie.
Yeah, I have to say, I was surprised. I was like, really? 90 minutes on a piece of currency? But I did not know that they are still made. I thought $2 bills were out of circulation.
Join the club. A lot of people think that.
Well, why do we have that perception, do you think?
Well, the movie addresses it, and it really goes back to 1976 when they reissued the bill for the bicentennial. And it was, as the movie states, it was so beautiful with the back of the bill having the Declaration of Independence painting on there. People thought it was a collector's item. They thought it came out strictly for the bicentennial and wasn't something we should use as currency. And so since 1976, people just believe it is this novelty and is this rare thing that they put out only in 1976, and they save them. And because people save them and don't spend them, you never see them. And because you never see them, you think they're rare, and the cycle repeats.
You know, I have one of those 1976 $2 bills that my grandma Elsie stocked away when I was a baby. And she wrote a little note saying, you know, someday this may be worth a lot of money, but it's just worth $2, right?
Right. It's only worth $2 unless it has a couple of certain features like a unique serial number or if it could be in pristine condition with perfect edges and corners. And but that's usually not going to happen. So most people believe that they have something of value. And if you look on eBay, you'll find people selling them for $5 or $6, but they are worth just two.
Tell us about some of the people in this documentary, because you found people who kind of make the $2 bill central to, I guess you could say, even their identity, like Matthew.
Spending Twos has allowed me to have a relationship with people who I do not believe I would have a relationship with otherwise.
How old is he now?
19, 20 months. I interact with many more human beings on a richer level. Even if it's one sentence, even if it's no words but a smile, it's always richer, guaranteed.
Right, great example. Matthew Zaklatt is a perfect example. He's actually one of the first people I found when I was doing my research. There was a blog about him, and I was amazed. I was like, holy cow, there's somebody who actually uses $2 bills. Come to find out, as I made the film, there are a lot of people that use $2 bills. A lot of people find them to be so rewarding. When you spend them, you get a reaction from someone. You get remembered when you tip with them. People smile and they remember you. You know, special orders at restaurants are going to remember yours if you use $2 bills. You know, restaurants, if you tip with $2 bills, they might save you a nice seat or give you extra nice service. So it's really this wonderful thing. And Matt is one of very many people who use them all the time. And I tell people, I started using them once I started learning about them. When you do use it, something happens. There's an exchange there. You know, a human interaction that you don't get very often anymore with social media and texting and everything. And that face-to-face that happens when you use a $2 bill, that's really what the movie came to be about, was about the connectivity that the $2 bill brings. I think more people should use it because when you use a 5 or a 10, you don't get that.
Do you think it matters that they're not something we think of as part of our everyday currency?
Great question. You know, I always would love to see more people use them. However, I think if more people use them, it would take away from this magic appeal that they have. So I'm kind of torn between getting it out there so that everybody can use it and also keeping it to be the sacred little secret that I have that me and several others know about this great bill and can use it. So I don't think it's ever going to catch on, so I think it doesn't really matter what I think, but I would like more people to know about it. It does light up people's faces when they see one, so why not, you know, have more people using it and learning about it more because of the reaction that it gets when it's spent.
You financed this film through Kickstarter.
Correct.
What kind of a reaction did you get when you put the campaign online?
Same kind of reaction I got from people all over when they learned about the film. I thought the movie was originally going to be some hidden camera footage going into a supermarket or whatever and a little bit of history, and I'm lucky if I got to 30 minutes. But as soon as people learned about the film, they came out of the woodwork sharing stories about how they used them in addition to giving a donation for the film. So many people learned about it. I ended up getting a short write-up in a New York Times article about $2 bills, and when people read that, they contacted me. In fact, a good number of people that are in the film because they found me, not the other way around. There is this great subculture of people that love the bill, and they just jumped at the chance to see it. And people thank me for making it because they love the $2 bill. It's just been an amazing experience to see the reaction from people, both on Kickstarter and anywhere else I've discussed the film.
John Bernardo, director and producer of the $2 bill documentary, thanks so much.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.